KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Brittany Sparks.
The balls on that guy must have been amazing.
Greg.
Fat, hairy, balding comics.
It's BS in the morning.
What up? How's it going? It's nice outside still. Yes, Craig, it's nice out.
It's humid outside still.
Well, that's because it's cool. It's still cool.
Disgusting.
Once it gets warm, then it becomes gross.
I want to feel like I'm sitting on a park bench in Georgia. It's amazing.
Later today, you will. But right now, you don't. I'm living in the moment. That's what I'm saying.
Mama said, weather's bad.
It's Friday.
Mama's a weather man?
I just squeaked.
She's from Georgia.
Oh, okay, I got it. It is Friday. Yep, I'm excited.
I'm so excited. I'm squeaking.
All right. Mm-mm. All right. Everything's organized now.
Your one piece of paper that I wrote out for you.
I got my Prius back. Thanks for asking.
Oh, yeah. How did everything go with your car?
God bless. Battery.
Are you pouring
it was
out?
A battery. Ooh. It was in a belt. So I'm waiting for the belt to break that they said charges the alternator. So that will snap soon, they said.
Is the environmentally conscious battery more expensive than the regular car battery?
Yeah. Mm. By a lot. By a lot. And it's a tiny battery. It's like a Duracell. It's a 12-volt battery.
Mine was almost $200.
And they're expensive?
Mine was in total, because they had to special order it, and then they had to put this computer stop
special
thing.
Special order it.
Special order.
Bro, I could have told you where to got one, where I got mine at.
Special. They,
black market electric battery?
Mine's even different than the normal one, they said. They had to order it from cross town or something.
Well, the environment thanks you, Sparks.
Yeah,
for your contribution.
That sounds like a hustle to me.
No hustle. I believe these guys. They're all good people.
Sparks got hustled.
They're not.
It's fine.
You're Gen 1. I'm like a Gen 5 or something.
Okay.
I guess the terminals are different sizes. BMW designed this battery, and...
Are there BMW batteries?
Well, no. BMW designed the battery, and they have different size terminals on it. So the positive is bigger than the negative, so you don't accidentally cross them. When you're hooking the whole thing up.
Yeah, like every battery.
No, they have different size terminals.
I know. They all
so do. What? Because if you do this, normally a battery will explode if you end up doing that. Normal one. This one will ruin the entire car because it's a hybrid and it's all connected in the system and everything.
I see.
Anyway, it was very expensive. And
especially BMW made it.
BMW designed it.
I know, but they make everything so complicated.
All right, let's get to the Solaire news.
Here's what's trending from a gut that's unending.
I have news.
It's the Solaire news.
Well, you remember Charles Oakley, most famous for playing on the Knicks back in the day when people used to beat the crap out of each other? Well, Charles Oakley's been arrested, and he was arrested for allegedly cheating at a casino. Supposedly, he was at the Cosmopolitan betting.
Allegedly.
As soon as he saw he was going to lose his bet, he took a $100 chip off the table and acted like he never put it on there. And apparently...
That's a crime.
Other people were saying that he'd done this before or whatever, but... so he got locked up. He's out already, I think, and whatever. But it's still pretty funny. He's
a coach at the Big Three.
Yeah, the Killer Threes is the name of the team he's the coach of, and they said that it's insignificant and they're not really that worried about it, but...
I'm sure it happens quite often.
Yeah.
Especially if people have been drinking longer.
Well, if you know anything about Charles Oakley, I mean, there's stories. He used to run, allegedly again, back in the basketball days. If you listen to...
Allegedly.
Old Greg Anthony and those guys always talk those old basketball stories. He apparently used to run little loan shark rings in the locker room, and if guys didn't pay him back, he'd beat the crap out of them and stuff. So he's a guy you didn't ever want to mess with in basketball. He was one of those dudes.
Mm-hmm.
About 4 billion years ago, way older than Charles Oakley almost, there was a black hole pointed towards where Earth would soon be. Earth was not yet made. But this black hole exploded out neutrinos and all kinds of stuff.
So black holes explode?
Well, they shoot out like a... They vomit out all these particles every once in a while, like a quasar. You know what I mean?
Got it.
You ever see those pictures where like light's coming out of both sides of the black hole or whatever?
I thought that was while like a neutron star was being sucked in. Like there's that...
No.
There's like that explosion outward.
Every once in a while they burp or something and it like
really?
Shoots out. Yeah.
And it shoots out. That doesn't go with a black hole of ever sucking things in, right?
That's not true.
I know. I didn't know that.
Oh,
I don't know how black holes work.
Stephen Hawking thought a black hole would destroy information, but they proved that was wrong. Leonard Susskind and him had like this argument for years or whatever. But basically, a black hole keeps all the information around it in a circle, and then every once in a while, it shoots the crap out like a burp or whatever.
Interesting.
I don't know exactly how it works.
I'm going to have to Google black hole burps.
I've seen the simulation of it or whatever, and you know, that's what it looks like. Sweet. Anyways, so these particles came from 4 billion years away, and they detected it on Earth.
That's amazing.
Yes.
So what?
They traced this one neutrino that they found all the way back to a black hole from 4 billion, whatever, light years away.
That's pretty incredible.
Cool. Yeah, usually it only comes from like either a supernova, like you said, or like a sun. The sun is strong enough to have, you know, or light rays or whatever. Cosmic rays, you know.
Uh-huh.
But this they trace back to a black hole.
What did they find it on Earth? Just in our atmosphere?
It was below the surface in like a South Pole.
Of course. Everything cools down there, frozen.
I know.
Yeah.
And traced it all the way back to a small patch of sky in the constellation Orion, pinpointed by a cosmic source, which was a flaring black hole.
It's amazing.
I guess they call it a flare when the black hole does that. I call it a burp.
All right.
Well, I like burp better.
Yeah.
Thanks for science time.
Yeah, man. Nominations are out for the Emmys, and the Netflix, for the very first time, has more nominations than HBO. They have 112 Emmy nominations compared to HBO's 108.
Suckers.
Yeah. Some of it includes Glow. Glow,
Suckers.
And Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
I love that show. It's
that
the Tina Fey
really
one.
Funny. Tina Fey.
Tina Fey wrote it. Writes it.
Really? I thought Kimmy Schmidt wrote it herself. It's weird. Anyways, best drama nominee.
Her name's not even Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah. I know, but that girl is a comedian. I thought she wrote it. She always talks about it. She writes the shows. But anyway, best drama nominations for The Crown and Stranger Things also.
Seven's going to win one. What is it? Millie Bobby Brown is her name in real life?
11.
Oh, what did I say?
Oh, seven. You said seven. I was like, wait, what?
That was yesterday.
That's the other one on craps.
2 days ago.
It's she's playing craps. It's either seven
that's
or 11.
Right, yeah. So Oakley, Charles Oakley. You got, can I do this real quick?
Yeah.
This is going back to the previous story about the black hole.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Hold on. I messed it up. All right, here it is.
That's a big black hole.
It's pretty good.
Thank you.
Nailed it. That's a big black hole.
There it is.
Pretty good.
Science time. All right. Thank you. Is that it?
This is as soon as you left the building yesterday from your car fix. The guy's inside. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm a hustler. I'm a hustler, yeah. Homie. I'm a hustler. I'm a hustler, yeah. Homie.
You weren't hustled. Cars are just expensive to fix, Sparks.
You put the battery in yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Did it delete all your computer information?
No. I think there's like a memory chip in there somewhere or something because I was surprised that everything was still there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Maybe it did. I have to go look, actually. Because well, the reason I can't check my computer is because I got that alert thing still on.
So you still have the alert up?
Yeah. So I got to like get past that before I can check. But I know my radio kept everything, but that's a totally different thing.
No, yeah. My radio was dead even when my battery died.
But I don't have the factory radio. I have a different one. So that's a different thing.
All right, fine.
See, it's good you paid a professional to do it.
Hey. We don't know. We'll find out. I'll keep driving. If it breaks again, then you can keep playing the hustle.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm a hustler. Right. I'm a hustler. Yeah.
Get a hold of us, 876-3692. You can always text in as well, BS, and your message, 69187. What do we got to give away?
It is like free-for-all Friday over here.
Why?
Starters, Godsmack and Shinedown tickets.
Nice.
VIP passes to the Cole.
Nice.
And, of course, our $5,000 Let's Make a Deal.
Perfect. Sounds good. We'll do that in 7 o'clock, okay? So pretty much right after Morning Metallica, listen for your opportunities to win win cash from BS in the Morning Comp 92.3 and your good old Dollar Loan Center. Should be a fun time, man. Hang out with us. Lost Boy, how you doing over there? You haven't said a single word at all this morning.
All good.
Like even off air.
Yeah,
all good. He threw out the first pitch last night.
Oh, that's, yeah. That's wonderful. Hey, your shirt's unbuttoned to like Latin man levels. What's going on over there?
He's dirty dancing.
Hot out.
It's just hot out. It's not. It's actually nice out.
Yeah. This is what Lost Boy said.
I'm a hustler. I'm a hustler. Yeah.
Hey, did you shave your chest last night?
Nope.
All right. SCP, it's comp.
Wits, then text us some BS. Send your message to 69187.
Fascinating article I was reading, and it's a little heavy for 5:35 on a Friday, but I say we just plow through it and see what happens. Are you down? Are you down?
I'm always down.
All right, good. Let's try this. Let's give this a go. Because, you know, one thing that's been pretty fascinating to me is the rate in which people's, as in society, their viewpoints have changed in, like, gay rights and transgender rights and all that kind of stuff. And it wasn't that long ago where, I think it was under George Bush, there was, like, a constitutional amendment.
Yeah.
To outlaw gay marriage. And it was like, I don't know. I guess now, yes, maybe 10 years, 7 to 10 years, somewhere in between there, you had the White House lit up with the rainbow flag colors. You had the Supreme Court, of course, decision. You had states legalizing gay marriage. The whole thing.
Acceptance.
The whole thing,
has
yeah.
But it evolved.
The pendulum had swung.
Well, even Obama, when he first took office, said he didn't agree with it, and then he changed his mind.
Right. So, I mean, look how fast that has changed. Mm-hmm. And so this article kind of dips into how that can happen, not just gay rights, but how does a society and what is acceptable and normal can just flip and how quickly it can. And I was reading this thing. I think it was pretty fascinating. And what it said was that there is a number, there is an actual number in which you need a percentage of a population to switch a society viewpoint.
What's that number?
Take a guess. That's half the fun. You got to take a guess.
87.9.
You need 87.9% of people to then flip the viewpoint. Okay.
I'm going to say 69.
69% to flip.
I would say it has to be well over 50.
There's what they call the tipping point for societal change. Mm. You're saying 89. Now you're changing it to just over 50. You're saying just the majority.
No, I'm going with my original with the pointless decimal point.
Still 89 point what? What is it?
I don't remember what I said.
All right.
87.9.
I'm glad you're still going pointless decimal point that you can't remember.
I actually think that it is around 69, though, like around there, 60s.
60s. All right. Here's what they did. And this is consistent. So they think time and time again, they basically broke it down into smaller groups, of course. This is from the University of London. They took 194 people and they broke them down into groups of like 20 to 30 people. And they started injecting, they found like a commonality between all of them. So everybody agrees. Then what they did was they took a rando off the street, what the people thought, really it was a plant, with a different viewpoint, opposite to what they thought. And what they did was they just slowly started convincing the person one by one in that group of 20 to 30 people. And once they got to 25% of the group, the rest of the group all flipped their answers time and time again. So they're saying that they've nailed the number. 25% of a population needs to believe something, and it is enough for societal change to happen.
Yeah, I guess we're still going to argue about it either way. But I would think that...
But that's science. It's published in the journal Science.
I get it, but that number is low. 25%?
Why is it low?
25%.
Yeah.
To just change what the other 75% think?
1/4. Yep. Yeah. That's exactly what they're saying. Yes.
Now, are they the vocal minority, though? Because I think that does work.
Yeah, of course. They would the vocal minority.
Because that's 25%. What's happening right now. We have, you know.
Right. And then what they say is, look, you know, okay, so what's 25% of...
Well, 25% elected the president.
Exactly. So. That's their point. You have 25% of, like, fringes, and then you have the majority that kind of fluctuates and moves right there. So I guess in that
makes
regard,
sense, because you get 25% that actually do go out, or let's say 50% actually go out and vote. So that means 25% is going to decide the winner, basically, or 26%.
Exactly. Right.
And the rest of them just kind of go along with whatever happens.
Correct.
Yeah, I get it. That makes sense.
Correct. And that's kind of what they're saying. But they also say that, you know, that's how you start. It's not as clear cut as, oh, all you need is 25%, because that's
a low number.
No, that's like, I'm trying to do mental math here.
Don't do math in public.
I know, but I want to.
So you're saying it's like, that's the minimum that you need.
That's like, okay, so let's say there's 300 million people in the United States.
Right.
That's, am I doing this right?
Is 75. That
75,000 people.
75 million.
No.
If there's 300 million people, it's 75 million
people. 75 million people?
Yeah. That's why you shouldn't do math.
I know. I'm just trying. So 75 million people?
Yeah.
Out of 310 million, you need in order to flip a viewpoint here.
Yeah.
So if you have any kind of a...
Yeah, you just repeat it enough.
A position or something that you would like to change, and if you can get 75 million people on your side, you have just changed. And if you do in America, it's basically like you've changed the modern world.
Well, that goes back to like Joseph Goebbels and those guys back in the day would say, you know, that was Hitler's right-hand man, propagandist. They would say, if you repeat something enough, then it becomes fact. And I guess
you can convince people to kill innocent people for
whatever,
no reason.
Believe anything you want, you know. And,
crazy.
And they have gaslighting, which is accuse others of what you do. That also works. Yeah, you ever work with somebody and they're like, you know, I used to work at like a Home Depot and there was this guy who always be like, yo, Joey was late today. But you know that guy was late and Joey wasn't late, but he's going around doing that. So in case somebody accuses him, then he's like, what do you mean? I just said Joey was late. You know, that's gaslighting. That's a con.
Thing is insane.
It's a total con.
But I also thought, like you thought, Brittany, 25% is kind of low to flip something. But it just goes to show you that even in this room, there's four of us here in the room, right? One person.
Good math, Sparks.
One person can have a viewpoint, and then I potentially, or Greg, or Brittany, you could flip us.
I only listen to Lost Boy.
Lost Boy? Could flip on. I thought that was kind of low. I did think that was kind of low to change a societal norm.
It's low until
norm.
You think about it, because it's really affecting more than just 25%. Because like you said, there's only a few that really care one way or the other.
Right.
And then you got the other side, which is pretty even, another 25% that's, you know, arguing with you. So all you have to do is get a little bit more than them, you know what I
right.
mean? People, and then it convinces everybody else.
Well, then if you have multiple viewpoints, you're starting to throw that in there, and that's you're dividing up that group.
Exactly.
So now you're fragmenting it even more.
Right.
So it is harder to get the 25% of things that they have agreements on. All right, good. So you're saying the math works.
I'm saying it sounds plausible based on what just happened in our election a year and a half ago. I mean,
exactly. And they're talking about like now you know how powerful like online bots can be and fake news can be and all these other things, because all you need to do is change 25% of
speaking
the
viewpoint. Speaking of which, I lost like 8,000 followers on Twitter yesterday, dude.
What?
Yeah.
They did a huge purge.
Yeah,
so.
But well, these are like people that I know that I met that said they're like Russian bots or something. I'm like, dude, how come I don't have a check mark then if I got all these Russian bots?
You've known and met 8,000 people?
Well, I've known and met people that aren't on my list anymore.
Hmm.
And I went, was like, why don't you follow me? And they were like, I don't know. And then I went and a few of them followed me back. But still, 8,000 people, all those people were fake? Doesn't make any sense.
So they delete the account or they just unfollow?
I don't know. There's like a bunch of people gone, though. I only have like 5,000 people left, dude. I'm like, what? Excuse me. All right. Maybe it's a glitch. I hope. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
No, Twitter did a purge yesterday.
Did you lose any followers? You got any Russian bots over there?
I did, without voicing an unpopular opinion. I lose followers for that too sometimes.
Okay.
But no, I mean, not a significant amount.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't have enough people that follow me to really make a dent at all.
So I don't know, dude. There's a conspiracy.
Okay. All right. Well, there you have it. If you you got some Russian bots or you disagree with the math.
If you're from the Ukraine and you want to follow me, you go right ahead because I'm going to keep you on.
Greg needs 25% of the Ukraine to get back his blue check mark or something.
Exactly.
Hey, it's Stan Lee, and you're listening to BS in the Morning.
To what in the morning?
BS.
BS.
BS in the morning. That's exactly right.
This is Stan Lee, and you're listening to BS in the Morning, you lucky people.
Brittany, see if this sounds familiar. You used to live in North Carolina for a while.
I did.
Listen to this here.
A small North Carolina town is the first in the country to test what you flush down the toilet using this device to combat the opioid crisis.
If we have a problem, 70% increase in overdoses last year, then the problem is very significant in this country, and we feel we can play a leadership role in helping deal with that.
The town of Cary is partnering with the Massachusetts-based company BioBot Analytics. Their device tests for digested opioids.
As somebody processes opioids through their body and through their liver, they excrete a different type of opioid from their body into the sewer system.
The automated water sampler is lowered a few feet into a manhole, and a tube is suspended from the bottom of the case into the putrid water.
The device collects a small amount of wastewater and processes the wastewater through membranes over the course of 24 hours, and the membranes are then sent to the laboratory to perform analysis for the opioids that were collected.
Waste from at least 15,000 residents flows through each manhole.
So there you go. North Carolina towns tested poop.
Feces flowing through manholes. Definitely sounds like North Carolina.
Testing for opioids. They're testing to see
if you can get high from your own poop.
No, not if you can get high from your own poop. If you got
I tell you what.
You got some residue.
Resipoo.
In there. From the opioids. Opioids. Boy, I wish they would make that word easier to say. What do you think? Do you like the idea?
Yeah, because we know the oysters were getting high, like in the body of water up in Seattle because of this. So yeah, I think it should be tested and combated. Or we're going to have suicidal marine life creatures.
What?
What?
The opioids that are still in the water after digestion that's going and harming animals.
Why would they be suicidal, though?
Why are they suicidal?
Because they're taking opioids.
Wouldn't they be happy?
So they're suicidal because they're taking opioids.
That is a side effect of many drugs. So the I just went with one. Okay.
Clams are suicidal?
Okay. Now, the clams don't have herpes. I don't know. I just gave an example. It wasn't meant to be dwelled on.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm just confused. Full disclosure, no idea. Do you want to try again or do you want just me to move on? Because I'm not being fine. I just don't know what you're talking about. Do you understand? Maybe I'm alone here.
No. Heroin makes you suicidal and gives you herpes. I don't know.
That's what I'm picking up. I just don't understand what's happening right now.
I said something that didn't make sense, so you can move on.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So they want to test the poop. Do you think that this is a little invasive? Do you think that like this is Big Brother kind of looking down on your poo-poo?
Nah.
I kind of feel like it is.
Well, first of all, who cares? I don't understand what the purpose of this is.
So they can see how many people are using opioids in their town.
Okay. I mean, but whatever. What if they got a prescription or something? I don't understand why it's the town's business who's using opioids and who cares.
That's my point.
Yeah.
That's my point. I don't like the Big Brother aspect of
guy
this.
Guy breaks his arm and then he gets his prescription for whatever it is and then they go test his poop.
There's been a 70% increase of overdoses in the last year. in Cary Town, North Carolina. So that's a huge increase. I get why there's a problem. But again, you don't want to sacrifice, you know, I don't know.
But what are they figuring out, though? It's like, we know that people are doing it already. So what are they?
That's what I think. I feel like it's like the government going through your trash.
But
they're getting it
from a manhole, not your personal plumbing.
Yeah, well, so they're not going to know
which. Yeah, they're not going to know which poop came from which house.
That's what I'm saying. So what's the purpose of it?
I thought it was just to make sure the water isn't contaminated.
I don't think you want to hope the poop water is not contaminated.
They want to know
with opioids.
They want to know if opioid use.
I'd rather drink opioids than poop.
All right.
That sounded familiar,
Sparks. Yeah, it's very similar to what you've had.
I'd rather watch a guy masturbate than poop.
What you've said in the past.
I'd rather do both those things than poop. Or we drink
poop. I tasted it. And my tongue didn't go numb. So you're good.
Right, that's it.
I tasted it. And my tongue didn't go numb, so you're good.
I think I was talking about cocaine there. It's different.
Right, right. They want to just see overall is the opioid usage going up or not. Up from 70%. If it continues to go up, everyone's going to die or be addicted in that town.
No, I get very it, big town. But who cares if the water's... That's not because it's contaminated, though.
Well, if it becomes more contaminated with opioids, that means more people are using it.
No, I get it. I'm saying, she was saying to make sure the water's not contaminated, but it's already poop water, though.
Yeah, it's poop water. It's the bad water. It's not like...
I get that, but that's why I brought up animal life and water systems. And
wait, are we going back to your animal life?
I would recommend
never mentioning that.
We let that slide by already. I should bring it up again.
Exactly.
I'm concerned about the really high shellfish.
Yeah, today we're looking at the shellfish here who are high on opioids. Turns out there's a nasty herpes epidemic going on as well. Sharing the needles. Even though they're clams.
Why would animals be drinking our poop anyway?
They're naturally happy too. Why are they depressed? They're a clam.
It's not the
they
same
can
water.
Only smile. They yeah. can only smile.
As happy as a clam.
Yes. It goes along with the old adage. What animals besides clams are having herpes epidemics due to the opioid poop water flowing into their
eels.
Environment?
Eels in England, and it was the shellfish up in Seattle. Those are two stories.
Are eels swimming in the toilet in the sewer?
Water all flushes out, no pun intended, into a body of water where animals live.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Let me put some kush up in it.
Okay, Brittany.
I'm just going to sit here and sip my coffee. Next, clearly, I need more of it.
Next, we're going to talk about junky monkeys. And
I want to go back to the sewer eels.
I know I've given birth to stillborn mud sharks.
Oh, yeah.
But those aren't alive. Those are what are being tested for the opioids.
I usually flush the toilet snakes.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Those aren't part of the food chain, Brittany.
Yeah. Well, maybe in North Carolina.
Yeah.
It's time for Brittany's Rack. It's like a newspaper rack, but she gives it to you orally.
So, happy Friday the 13th.
Worth it.
It's not unlucky for you today, Fifth Man, because we got a bunch of prizes, but that's neither here nor there. It's actually a much more important day than Friday the 13th, and that is National French Friday. This
so salty and delicious. They're not very nutritious. They're what I love to eat. There's crinkled, curly, and straight.
A better theme song, too.
I love them. They're so great. When I pop them in the oven, I can't wait.
I love French fries.
It's like Christmas for me.
My favorite food.
So I have to ask, who has the best fries?
I love French fries.
McDonald's, no question.
Greg?
I'm not really a big fan of French fries, but...
What is this blasphemy you speak?
I like meat. But I guess McDonald's is one of the better ones, yeah.
See, I'm more of a waffle fry, crinkle cut kind of girl. I love meat. But on National French Fry Day, I have compiled a list where you can get free French fries. Because I love meat. I care about the community. Start with Del Taco. $1 off their loaded fries. Taco Bell's bringing back the nacho fries.
Ugh.
For free? Wait, is this? I thought you said this is a list where I can get free French fries. So far, I get a dollar off, and you just told me where I could get different nachos.
Will you let me finish? Applebee's has an unlimited fries special.
I have to pay for them?
Still not free.
Where's the free?
I'm getting there. PT's fries are only a dollar at all
locations. Just get free ones. Just tell
McDonald's.
Me what?
Yes.
Oh my god.
I was
god.
Waiting.
Don't make me wait. I want it now.
Selling my high school boyfriends. McDonald's has an app where you can get a free medium fry with if purchase of $1.
Okay, so nothing's free.
So you're a liar. You're a liar.
No, I'm not done yet. Dunkin' Donuts
has French fries?
Yeah. Actually, they have donut fries.
Okay, you're a liar. None of these are French fries. Nothing here is of the French fries.
But those are free. They want you to try their new donuts.
Liar!
Oh my gosh. They're a dollar.
You're a liar.
Yeah,
I don't
understand this. What was the purpose of this?
There's no...
Hey, did you guys know they sell French fries in Las Vegas?
Yeah. Guys, I will tell you coming up in 3 minutes where you can get free food. Oh my God. Free food's the best, Brittany.
Yeah.
I know. Free. $0. You don't have to spend a single cent in order to get this. Now, here's a list of all the things you need to pay for.
This is like my free Chick-fil-A.
That's a whole... Golly.
They're allowing me to buy chicken for a year.
Oh, my God. They're allowing? Here's a receipt saying I only had to pay $249 for chicken for a year.
Yeah. Sparks got a free battery yesterday with this first $250 purchase.
Thank you, Greg. I did.
They're $1.
Doesn't matter. It's not free. You cannot say I have information where there's free things and then say here's how much it costs. That's lying. That's false advertising. Sue Brittany, right into the show.
I'm not trying to be one of those completely plastic surgeon women that gives, you know, false pretenses. However.
You just, okay, what you just said did not make sense. Plus, you just did that.
Yeah.
You go, I have free things, listen up. And then you go, here's all the places where you can buy this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me rephrase that. A place where you can get killer deals.
Listen.
On French fries.
Thank you.
I'll make up for it, all right? Fifth man, if you want free French fries today, here's what you got to do.
Yeah.
You send me the money, give me gas money, I'll drive them to your house, I will eat them, and then I will give you the empty French fry thing, and that way you can go get the French fries and put them in the thing, so you don't have to get your own container.
Okay.
So it's a free container.
Formal apology.
It's a free container.
Formal
apology. No, you
got to
pay me for the container, too.
Do you have to pay for delivery?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, you get a container that you pay for. But you
know.
Yeah.
All right, Brittany, continue. But now let me just say, like my favorite French fries, everything you say from now on has a little with a grain of salt.
That was a lot to say for
I know, it was a long walk up.
Yeah.
Shut up. It sounded better in my brain.
Okay.
At least I didn't lie about it.
That's a good point. And it was free.
It was a French
lies. Actually free. I didn't have to pay for that. Next story.
Sorry. Okay, so have you noticed that when something happens, like say there's an accident or somebody's in a fight, people will break out their phone. Not to call 911 necessarily, but to record what's going on. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, worst cameraman ever, by the way. I hate those people.
Yeah.
Well, this young man, 15-year-old kid, was attacked by a gang in the Bronx. He ran into a convenience store screaming, help me, someone call 911. There are a bunch of people in that store. Every single person in that store broke out their phone and videotaped him being beaten to death. No one called 911 until after they were done beating him, which was after they killed him. So I found this out, actually, this story, because I got a change.org thing about it. It's like what the GoFundMe. I always get these in my inbox. But this one, I'm like, I need to sign this because I don't know if you knew this. Only in 11 states in America do they have the, quote, duty to act law requiring people to call for help when someone's in danger or harm.
That's a stupid law. That's none of his business. Why should you have to be forced to call somebody?
That's better than breaking out and recording it.
Well, it's still, I don't think that should be against the law.
I disagree. I think it should be required by law.
That's communist.
If someone is yelling for help, you should at least...
If you can't help them yourself.
If you have the ability to call, you don't have to help yourself, but you can call
the proper authorities to help out that person.
I don't agree with that at all. I'm not saying you shouldn't. Morally, yes, you should. I'm not saying it should be a law, though.
Well, this 15-year-old boy was pleading for people videotaping him to call 911.
That's horrible. I would have called. I'm just saying, I don't think he should be legally obligated.
That's what I think. I think they should be. Will it help? I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know if the law will help.
I don't like legalizing morality.
God, that's a good name for a movie.
That is a good name for a movie.
That should be the name for our moral bit that we're doing here. The competition, legalizing morality. Name that. Yeah, we're going to do that later on.
Morality.
Do you have anything else?
Liar? I have a feel-good I have a feel-good story, but we're out of time.
Is the feel-good story free?
Yeah.
She's going to charge us each $6.99.
I would only charge you a dollar, like fries are.
All right, check it out. Cobb Rock the Greens Golf Classic is happening on the 21st. Revere Golf Club, we just had, ESPN Justin was like, yo, what do I do? How do I sign up for this? Jump on over, reveregolf.com if you want to sign up for it. Or you can always jump on comp.com and get the info there as well, including the whole list of prizes that are going to be doled out, including a 55-inch TV from Bust Out Bail Bonds. So you got other stuff there, like a Vegas Golden Knights necklace from Michael E. Minden, Diamond Jewelers, which is cool. You got movie passes from Galaxy Movie Theater's Cannery, and a bunch more, including a chance to score yourself an Indian or Ducati motorcycle from Ride Now Power Sports, Bust Out Bail Bonds, Bubby's University Sports Bar and Grill, Galaxy Movie Theater's Cannery, and Fuego Cigars and Lounge, Larry Flint's Hustler Club. The ladies will be there, too, by the way.
Yeah, Big C, what's up?
On the golf course, Rebel Republic Lounge, Reliable Banner, Red Bull, and Michael E. Minden. So go sign up. Only $110 to get in. They can see a round of golf the day of the golf classic. Also, another round of golf for a future date as well.
So, hi, Samantha.
This should be good. Stop giving shout-outs to all the strippers you know there. God, you're ridiculous.
And don't hoard the strippers either. Share them with the fifth man at the golf tournament.
Okay, hell yeah! You wouldn't know. This is the first time I think we're playing hell yeah since Vinny passed away. Oh, man, that just bummed me out. All right, you wouldn't know. It's comp.
BS in the Morning, home of the fifth man.
Let's do it. What do you say? 876-3692. Time for you to try to win a little bit of cash or a lot of bit of cash. It's all up to you.
And which envelope or deal you pick.
We're not sure exactly what's in the envelope. So all you have to do is make the call. Good luck. Let's go with color 20. You know what? Let's go 30. Let's get out of the 20s today. It's Friday. Why not? Have some fun. Give some people an opportunity that don't normally get in, right? It's always nice. This is a good one. Let's make a deal. It's really simple, okay? We're going to give you an offer. The offer is going to be a certain dollar amount, and then you'll have the opportunity to pick one of the envelopes. If you pick one of the envelopes, then I could have more cash than the initial offer. So good luck with that.
What do we Either way, here? We're walking away with cash.
Are all these yours?
Caller number 30 is.
You wrote all these down?
The ones in my handwriting, yes, I wrote down. The ones in Carlota's handwriting, she wrote down.
Okay, so...
what is this, Pawn Stars? Like, hold on, I know a guy who's going to analyze this and tell us who wrote what.
So we have... I think it looks to be 50-50. Some people have taken the initial offer, some people have taken the envelope. So it's going to be kind of up to whoever's on the phone here, I guess. I can't believe, why wouldn't you take the envelope every single time?
Because
man, like, you got money in hand, bro.
Yeah, because like John learned yesterday, the envelope doesn't always have more money in it.
I don't know.
That's how this game show we invented works, Sparks.
This is caller number 30. I love it. Here we go.
Please welcome the adorable Colin.
Colin!
Oh.
Colin!
I felt like I was talking to myself.
Hey, you were for a minute.
Hey, most of the day you are.
All right.
Hey.
Colin, let's do it.
Woo!
Comps $5,000. Let's make a deal. Here we go. Thanks to our friends over at Dollar Loan Center. We're pulling up the cash. Here we go. Your offer, Colin, is...
I'm,
$90 and a four-pack of tickets to Dollar Beer Night at the 51s. $90 and a four-pack of 51s tickets, or do you want to choose one of the envelopes, the K envelope, the O envelope, the M or the P envelope? Which one are you going with?
I'm Vegas raised, baby, so you know we're gamblers. I'm going for envelope M for money.
Oh. Whoa! Who do you want to open your envelope?
Who does?
Who do you want to open the envelope?
The fabulous Brittany.
Inside this envelope that I am having trouble opening.
Yeah, good pick, Colin.
Hey, it's more suspense.
Someone made the right choice. $200.
Yeah.
Solid 200 bones, man.
You can't see it right now, but I'm dancing in my truck.
I love it, man.
Are you going to tip me out a little bit? Yeah.
Those poor struts.
Those poor struts.
Well.
Hey. They've been broke a long time ago.
Well done, Colin.
Yeah, this time the envelope paid off, quite literally.
Wow, $200. Well done, my friend.
Colin got in, man. What are the odds of that? Put you on hold. It's pretty good.
He gets in to talk to us, but he says he can never get in to win.
Yeah, he just won.
Yeah, a lot of money. You.
That's awesome. I'm happy for
good
him.
For Colin. Money, 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 money,
money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, money, you have another opportunity to win money with comps, $5,000. Let's make a deal. Thanks to our friends over there at Dollar Loan Center with Carlota. Make sure you listen up for her, all right?
Stop thinking we're idiots and tell us we are. 876-3692. It's BS in the morning.
Happy Car Alarm Friday. ESPN Justin wanted this one. Someone remixed a dying car alarm. I love it. I absolutely love it.
It's growing on me.
Oh, man. The amount of text line hate is great. I love it. Or you can always text in on the show. You can
BS in your hate to 69187.
Yeah. So many dictator people saying dictator stuff over there. Always, constantly. It's no big deal.
Because you're a dictator.
BS in your message 69187 is how you do it. I want you to text in or call in here, okay? Because I have a question, and this one comes down to morality, which we'll get to our morality contest here in a minute, a competition that we'll be doing. Morality versus the law. And where do you fall on it? Because this is interesting stuff. Remember there was the virus that all these computers around the world, including hospitals and everything, got? It was called WannaCry or something like that.
I think they said they traced some of it back to North Korea or something, didn't they?
I think so. Like you had to pay a ransom in Bitcoin in order to get your stuff back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it shut down like thousands of computers around the world, including it compromised financial systems, it compromised health, whole entire servers, so people at hospitals couldn't access your health information or your file, like what's wrong with you and all
actually
that kind of stuff.
Pretty good idea.
I was gonna say it's really genius, awful, and I'm assuming very highly illegal, but still smart.
That's subjective.
So they held a ransom until it was paid. Do you remember how they fixed it? Do you remember how that whole thing went away?
No, because I didn't remember it happened. So,
interesting.
Please enlighten us, Sparks.
I will tell you exactly. There's something called white hats out there, which we've heard of black hats, the hackers that are for hire and they'll do whatever you want.
And the white hats are the helpers.
White hats are the good hackers.
I've heard that expression before.
I've never heard of white hats before until I was reading about them.
Lawyers that work pro bono, they say they're putting on their white hat.
It's probably the same people.
could be however they feel personally about something. Maybe they decide, oh, I can help here, and well, that's maybe I'll do something.
My brother, it wasn't illegal, but he built a business by going around, and he would like go up to like a, you know, office building, be like, look, see this, I can see all your stuff now. If you pay me, I'll make it so nobody else can see it, you know.
That's kind of what they do. So a lot of companies, they'll hire exactly those people, and they call them white hats because they're designed to find the gaps in security systems. And a lot of white hats are being hired by like companies like OnStar. So you can't hack your car and start your car remotely. There's other things like financial institutions that go and they find it, like your brother, like mm-hmm. they would do, like, hey, here's some gaps. You can hire me and I'll prevent these things from happening. However, the federal government is now deeming that illegal. You cannot basically hack something to prove that you can.
Right.
Because the act is still illegal. And this is the question of morality versus the law. And I want to pick your brains about it because the guy, his name is Marcus Hutchins. He's a white hat. He's a hacker. And he's the guy who cracked the WannaCry viral attack that stopped everything. He shut down that virus. He found a patch for the whole thing and fixed it.
Shout out to him.
Great dude, right? He's now been arrested by the FBI for creating and spreading malware, lying to the FBI. And there's also another case about it, how he was like planting malware stuff in Keylogger to get banking logins and information. So it kind of is a mixture of whatever. Now, does the dude get any kind of credence or credit or
yes.
anything for shut and for actually going, oh, this is a crappy virus. I can fix this whole thing. Does that kind of make his other sins forgivable, or does he get a little bit more of a pass or a leniency on the other stuff? Or what do you guys think of this? Because he did something that was technically illegal. He hacked hackers to shut down the thing, but he is a hacker, and the FBI has said, "Oh, look, you're
a hack.
You're creating and selling Kronos, which is Keylogger malware." So, what do you think? This dude is now. I mean, he's now been arrested, and he's going to be tried.
I mean, he was doing it for money, so.
Does the sin, if you commit a crime, does that, where do you guys fall on that?
Well, if you hurt somebody, just because you've helped somebody in your past doesn't mean you get off of hurting somebody.
So you're saying screw this guy?
No, actually, I'm kind of concerned even more because hackers scare me, and I've said this multiple times. It's more beneficial to be the bad guy than it is the good guy if you're a hacker, right? And this is like more incentive to be a bad guy. Because he's still getting in trouble, even though he did do something good. Like, his hacking skills could be used for good. Know what I'm saying?
No, I have no idea what you're saying. So are you for or against it? You're saying, screw this guy. If you break the law, you broke the law. Or are you saying that this guy should be forgiven? This guy should get a lesser punishment because he actually did something good for the world?
I'm saying that good hackers should not be punished because we need more of them.
Interesting. Greg?
I don't really care. I don't really care why he did it, because obviously he did it for money, right? Either one, the good or the bad thing.
So you're saying to him it's a business no matter what?
Yeah, I think it's the same guy.
And if he committed the crime, he should be charged accordingly.
Sure. I mean, if he committed crimes, if it's against the law and he goes to court and he gets convicted of it, then he's convicted of it. What are you going to do?
So you does it
if I walk out of a... If I walk out of a liquor store and I see somebody robbing somebody and I stop the robbery, but then I go run over somebody on the way home, I mean, I'm not going to get off. You know, it's not.
What if
it's two separate things?
What if you run over someone while trying to stop a robbery? That's kind of the argument.
Then I would
here.
Just try to take my license plate off and drive as fast away as I could.
Jesus Christ. All right, Chuck, what's up, man?
Hey, same thing. I'm saying basically, what if Bill Cosby donated a bunch of money to a hospital? Does that mean everything else he would have done would have been forgiven?
Yeah,
same
I agree.
Thing.
Yeah, but what if Bill Cosby... I guess I'm failing to explain the act
What if
here.
Bill Cosby set an alarm clock for all his victims?
Well...
No, but I'm...
Yes!
You know...
It's almost Dumb Masterpiece Theater here in a minute. Okay, real quick. Hold on. Let me play something and you play the alarm clock.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you got to do your Bill Cosby voice. It's your best impersonation.
No, I don't want to be involved. I'll go on the sound effect.
All right.
Ready?
Okay. Can we do it without this guy?
All right. Hold on.
I liked it.
It's fine. Do the Jell-O pudding thing. All right?
All right. Do the Jell-O pudding thing first. Then we'll do the Sparks thing and then I'll do my thing. All right?
And then I'll finish it up. All right.
You ready?
Ready?
Go.
Wahaha Jell-O pudding.
Yes.
All right, thanks, Chuck.
Yep.
Chuck, now a member of the Masterpiece Theater.
I know. Thank you, Chuck. That's not what I'm saying. Cool. Bill Cosby, obviously horrible human being.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, what if you're committing, what if you're doing something wonderful for humanity while committing a crime?
Well, that only happens in movies. Because like in a
it
movie,
doesn't. It happened here. He's stealing keylogger information.
I'm saying he got in trouble for it, though. Only in movies you get away with it. In a movie, you could break out of jail.
Yeah.
Prove your innocence, and then they're like, oh, that's okay, you broke out of jail. True. In real life, you get 15 years just for breaking out in the first place. So it's
they're
not
right.
The same.
You're guilty. You're innocent of your crime, but since you committed a crime while being innocent of a crime, you're now guilty of said crime.
Exactly.
That's really a tragic thing. BS in the morning. Hello, Rachel.
Good morning.
Oh, God.
Gentlemen, welcome to Shutter Island.
It's Shutter Island.
Hey, Sparks, are you like special needs? Are you really asking this question?
Yeah.
He committed a crime.
While trying to help
he
out others.
He broke a statute, so he's going to be charged, regardless of what he's done.
That's your opinion.
Nelson Mandela, Mother Teresa, if she went and stole something from the AMPM, she's still busted. How hard is this?
I understand.
Must be special needs.
Yeah, but I understand, but just because it's against the law, it doesn't mean it's right, and that's what I'm asking. Is it moral for us? Should we change that? If you're trying to stop a robbery from happening and you hit a pedestrian in a crosswalk, you know what I mean? I feel like there was obviously less intent. I don't know. I feel like maybe there should be some kind of...
But weren't these two separate things?
You still committed a crime.
Greg is correct. He's mixing apples and oranges. One is legal, one is moral. And so if you break something that's legal, and it maybe if we don't like the statute, we get the legislature to change it. But in the meantime, if they did something wrong, they're going to be charged, and then the court will sort it out. But there's no, just because you were nice over here, that we're going to be nice to you over there. No. That's why it's like, what's wrong with you?
No, okay, thank you.
You bumped your head?
No, I didn't pump.
Okay, talk to you later. See ya.
I agree with all the points everyone's making except Sparks.
Okay, let me ask you this. This guy comes forward as the hacker that solved the WannaCry attack and helped out thousands of people around the world. And then the government comes in and goes, oh, you're the hacker. Got it. Guess what? You're a hacker. You committed a crime even though you helped out people. Yes, it's against the law. I get you have to be charged accordingly. I think that laws can change based on moral principles. Just because it's against the law doesn't mean it's right. If you think, guess what's against the law federally? Marijuana. Okay, that doesn't mean that it's right.
Yeah, but if you come
out, that's my opinion.
If you come out from buying marijuana holding a severed head, you're probably going to go to jail.
But I get it. But my point is that he did something that tried to help out humanity, and he's getting popped for it.
So this was part of what he did, though, or is separate?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. This is what they're saying. That's what they're saying.
So he helped get rid of this virus by doing something illegal.
Right, right. And that's
now I changed my entire.
That's the point.
Now that I understand,
the point I was just now trying to make is that while I agree with what everyone is saying about one crime doesn't omit another, or good deed doesn't omit a crime, in this instance where we need more white hats, they should give him some leniency because we need good hackers.
I agree. But then there's a little part in the back of my brain that says, well, I did break the law. You know what I mean? So it's weird, and that's why I wanted to delve in.
Broke the law to catch criminals.
I've hit my head, Shutter Island, and I'm just an idiot.
Let's wake you up.
But you know what you're doing. You listening to BS in the morning. Yeah, yeah.
This whole thing started when Greg was voted the worst person on the show.
That didn't happen.
And now we want to find out.
That
did happen.
It did.
You can deny it all you want.
Let the record state that did happen. But Sparks was also voted.
Let the record state.
Before we even started doing the voting, I got two votes. Then you're like, oh, we're starting over.
And we have a record. It has audio.
And then the next day, you had three people say you're the worst person on the show in a row.
Yeah, so what? Yeah. You had multiple people say you're the worst person
as
in a row.
As I was saying.
While we were doing the vote.
Okay, you had more votes than anybody else.
You did, overall, Sparks, yeah. But Greg was officially voted because when Sparks said that was the election.
Oh, okay. So Sparks is deciding.
I'm not saying Sparks. Calm down, Greg.
Wow, who's the one yelling? You, not me.
I'm yelling so that I can speak over you.
Oh, really?
Basically, what I'm saying is I work with human garbage, and I want to find out who is the best person on the show morally. Actually, the fifth man.
Well, it's already been me that voted on it, but whatever.
You were not the best.
You were not
person.
Really?
I had three people in a row say I was the best person before you started the vote, and then you said, "Okay, now the vote counts." And then it was.
It doesn't matter.
And then it was four people you had online already on hold that voted.
On hold.
It wasn't even a real vote.
Okay, let's stop annoying the fifth man by arguing over this because there is a competition in place, and we need to name that bitch.
Yeah. We've already established the rules. Each person on the show is going to do something charitable. We're going to come up with what we want to do. We're going to record it. We're going to play it back for you, the fifth man, so you can then weigh in and then decide who is the most moral person on the show. The best person, morally speaking, on the show. And we need to name the bit. 876-3692. If you have any last-minute names you want to get in here for this, what's some of the ones we have already here, Brittany?
We've got Moral Combat, a Moral Comp Ass. Compass. I see what they did there.
That's
it was awful. From the text line, and it was one of the better ones.
Don't say it's awful until you hear Mike.
That's one of the
two.
Better ones?
Moral Misfits.
Mine are atrocious.
Oh, so are mine.
BS Humanitarian and Immoral Morons. You know, the best part of all this competition we're doing, is the Vegas community will benefit.
There you go. Yes. There you go. And plus, one of us will win. That's what I really care about.
My summer harvest soup.
Matt.
Yo, Matt.
Morning, guys.
How's summer soup season treating you?
It's a little muggy, so I'm going with a lighter vegetable soup.
That's not bad.
Yeah, can I throw somebody else's name in the ring here for this morality?
Yeah.
I think Lost Boy is going to beat you all.
No, Lost Boy's not in the running. He's not allowed.
Why?
Because
he's a kind and gentle soul?
No. First of all, he doesn't have
one. He doesn't have a soul. He's a vampire.
Correct. And we need an impartial party to do the recording.
He doesn't have a reflection.
All right. We can't be the ones recording. Demon. What?
Get Steven in there.
No, Steven's not impartial at all.
Lost what is wrong Boy, with you anyway? What is this? Yeah, what do you want, man?
I'm telling you right now, Lost Boy is impartial. He has no soul. He doesn't care about anyone here on the show. Steven plays
yeah,
favorites
quite
a bit.
You can push him around real easy, like.
No.
Oh, whatever. Go sip on your soup.
No, that's not true. All right, thank you. Yo, Persian Brad Pitt, what you got, man?
Hey, man, I got the best, most appropriate name for it, dude.
Uh-huh.
Let's call it Persian Brad Pitt and the Three Retards.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you.
That was the phone call, not the bit.
All right.
Oh,
I guess we'll keep going.
That is awful.
Dave.
Yes, hi.
What do you got, bud?
I think Moral Compass makes sense.
Oh, now, well, we're not voting.
Where does your needle lie?
That's not okay, but we're not. We're not voting on it yet.
I like the tagline for the movie, though. That's pretty good.
All right.
My needle's always pointing south.
What do you got here, Greg? Let's add these to the list. I got two that are horrible.
Mine are bad, too. It's hard. I got Villainthropist. Villainthropist.
I like that one, Greg.
And then
that's
I got
great.
And the Griftocrats.
Can you write those down, please, Brittany?
Sure.
Add those to the list. What's your name? While you're at it, add my two. More people are calling in with theirs right now. I have Dude, Where's My Care?
What?
Do I have to write that down?
Write it down. I'm sorry.
I don't
if
want to.
A Griftocrats can get on there. Dude, Where's My Care is perfect.
I don't know how to spell a Griftocrat.
Just whatever.
I have
phonetically do it.
Too Fast, Too Charitous?
What's your name?
I don't even understand.
No, I'm not. Okay.
Too Fast, Too Charitous?
Down.
You ever, write
don't
it
write
down.
That, do not
I'm
put
not.
That in writing. I don't want that to exist.
Excuse me. Too Fast, Too Charitous is fine. You write it down!
No.
Why am I being denied my ideas?
Wow. Well, worst person's yelling right now.
Yeah, and why are you yelling at me for no reason?
Write it down!
I get
no.
accused of yelling and everybody's screaming all the time. I'm just
it's here. Open for the vote if you want to vote for Too Fast, Too Charitous. Kelly, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
You got a name?
Yeah, I was thinking wait your fate, because, like, you're going to go to heaven or hell, right?
Wait your fate. Okay, cool.
I like it. Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly.
Greg thinks she sounded hot.
I didn't say that.
I can tell from your voice.
He's a moonshine man.
Mooner.
Hey, I got ZMZ, zero mortality, a morality zone. Zero morality zone.
But we are combating that because we're going to show you all of our morals.
Thank you, Moonshine.
Moonshine sounded hot.
Debonair, Darren.
Oh, I agree.
Darren.
Yes, sir.
You got a name?
Yes, I do. How about moral or less?
Moral or less.
I like it.
Okay. That's not bad.
I am going to write that one down.
Why are you the filter on what gets written down or not? You write them all down.
Because I'm the best one on the show.
Oh, my God. Zach, hey.
To be determined.
All right. Let's go with the three humaniteers.
Not bad. All right.
I like it. Thanks, Zach. All right. Do we have enough for a vote now? I think we do.
Yes. Yeah. I will give you the official list that doesn't have your stupid ones on it.
Thank you. Thank you. Here's the official list.
For which you, the fifth man, can vote to deem this silly game we're doing.
First to four, like usual?
Mm-hmm.
All right. As the rules of the show.
876-3692 to cast your vote.
We have... Is this all of them, or is this the new ones? Do you have the old ones, too?
They're all written down there.
Wait your fate. Moral combat. Immoral compass. Moral misfits. BS humanitarian. Immoral morons. Moral or less. Philanthropist. A griftocrat. Dude, where's my care? And Too Fast, Too Charitous.
That is not on the list.
Too Fast, Too Charitous is on the list, please. Thank you very much. First of four votes, 876-3692. You get to call in and vote for your favorite one. Do we have any clear winners right now? Anything that rises to the top?
No, I just want to name it so we can get out and go do our thing.
Okay, we're going to do it. Yeah. Anything you like, we're going to have to say this now for a while. Anything that you enjoy more than anything.
They're all pretty bad.
Philanthropist or the moral combat.
BS in the morning, what is your vote?
Sparks is a damn crybaby. PMS.
Okay, that's not one of the titles, sir.
I like that. That's my favorite vote.
Did you catch the period?
BS in the morning, what's your vote?
Hey, can I get a large pepperoni?
and a free fry.
God, I hate the fifth, man, when it comes to voting. BS in the morning, what's your vote?
Moral combat.
Moral combat. BS in
First
the morning.
First one on the board.
What's your vote?
Dude, where's my care?
Yeah!
Oh, no.
Really?
BS in the morning, what's your vote? It's a good one.
Dude, where's my care?
See, are we serious right now? Do not, big man. Do not do this to us.
It's so good. Dude, all right, BS in the morning, what's your vote? Hello, what's your vote?
Oh, moral or less.
Moral or less? BS in the morning, hello, what's your vote?
Moral combat!
Okay.
As he was falling off Mount Charleston.
BS in the morning, what's your vote?
Moral combat!
Is it the same guy?
No, it's two different guys.
Moral combat, now in the lead with three, followed by Dude, Where's My Care? Two, and moral or less on the board with one.
BS in the morning, what's your vote?
Too Fast, Too Charitous.
Yeah!
No. Now I have to write that down.
BS in the morning, what's your vote?
Combat for the win.
Moral combat.
Moral combat.
Has won.
Is official.
Wow.
It's now called moral combat. Thank you to the text. Let's set that one in.
Was it a 702? Shout out.
Yeah, I believe it was 702. It was yesterday, so I would have to dig down deep in the text line. All right, it's now official. Moral combat is going to be the name of the competition, and then I think we'll nail down the details when we start and who will go first and the whole thing here. Coming up here, we'll find out who the hell is the best person on the show.
Sparks, now, I know we already did the $5,000 let's make a deal, but and we have Godsmack and Shinedown for no BS, but we still have those VIP passes for the cult to give away. Should we do that after the break?
Yeah, 6 minutes, we'll do that.
A whore, an ex-con, and a basic bitch.
inside a cave. I'm not a robot, and I challenge you.
Our cleaning guy, Steven, doesn't want to come on air.
Yeah, what the hell?
He's still angry about Gamergate.
Just like the song starts off by saying, it's not a game.
It's not a game in his eyes.
Well, wanted to find out about Gamergate and see if anything. Steven's been going off on social media, dude. This dude is heated.
No, I just looked at his Twitter. It's like angry, screaming, all caps, cute cat video. Angry, angry, Gamergate, cute cat video.
Yeah. Well, the cats keep him.
Why does he want to come on?
He doesn't want to come on, man. He's busy. He set up everything for the lunch that we have going on today.
Is that what he said?
I don't know. He's drinking coffee.
I dig it.
I don't know.
Whatever, man.
There you go.
I remember that, Steven.
Ooh. Yep. It's okay. Yep. We have.
See if I take you to go meet your internet girlfriend again.
Exactly. He's busy. He's got a job here. Stop blaming it like it's him. He's setting up. His job.
Coming out here and arguing about, not arguing.
No one's arguing with him, but we just want to know what Gamergate is. He's the video game authority of the show, no doubt.
Hold on a second.
He doesn't want to come on. Is he out there?
No, the lady at the front desk is looking at me weird, though.
Yeah,
so let's
I
just
can imagine.
Going.
All right.
While she's dodging the fifth man hitting on her.
We have a contingency for the break if Steven want to come on, because the text line has said, hey, put together your Jeff Goldblum laugh, which is this. Of course, from the famed Jurassic Park. Love it. And then put it with ZZ Top. And I didn't know what the hell they were talking about at first, but then it occurred to everybody in the room, I think simultaneously, the song LaGrange, however you want to pronounce it.
It's LaGrange.
LaGrange by ZZ Top.
I just made that
great up. Song, great band. I love ZZ Top. I love this song, and I think I know what they're talking about. Let's fire it off right here. Here we go. This is quite a build-up, though. How good is this song, though?
It's
Lost Boy,
so
you love
amazing.
It.
Amazing.
Rumors spread around. And that takes his time. Try to check outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls. Suck.
Well, they
what
threw
his wife
me off.
Said.
Hold on.
Wait, what?
Hold on. Not that I sucked at them early. I think that's what she's saying. Okay. All right.
Well, that'd be both then.
Yeah.
Rain. They got a lot of nice girls. I'm ready.
When does it come in?
What's wrong with
this
you?
This is so hard to time. This is tough. I just want to nail it, and I can't.
Write that down.
Damn it. Hold on. I got to rewind
come
here.
Come on. Go back.
Does he do it twice? Let me just listen. Does he do it twice? Okay, yeah. That's the problem. He's doing it twice.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah. It's not you.
I'm
going
to get it. Just have faith. Here we go.
Okay, the ship has sailed.
I'm ready. If you got the time.
Did we get
it? I don't know. We got to layer it or something.
I'm trying to layer
Let's
it.
Let's produce it and then play it back.
Produce
on
it?
Monday
I can do it right
something.
Now. I'm nailing it.
Oh, yeah, you're doing it great.
I'm doing it great. What's wrong with that?
Oh, man.
Thank you, text line. It works.
Yeah.
What do you mean, nah?
It works.
Why are you so quiet over
Someone
there?
Someone else is doing it.
I'm just waiting for you to stop screwing up.
Okay, we're doing this impromptu off the text line. I think I can.
Oh, we can tell.
Yeah.
He does it longer.
Very clear.
What does this guy want?
BS in the morning.
No, don't take these calls.
Yes, take them and tell them.
No, I don't want any of these.
Someone needs to bring Sparks down to his level.
What are you talking about level? I'm trying to nail it here. One more time, all right?
I'm beginning to rethink Greg being the worst on the show.
Take this guy.
Yeah.
I don't want to take this guy. This is a naysayer.
Now, how do you know?
I don't even know who it is, and it's a naysayer.
Fifth man roulette.
I don't want to take it.
Fifth man roulette.
We go to the fifth man.
BS in the morning. Hello, who's this?
Quit murdering the song, Spark. Not me. That's a great song. You're killing it.
I'm going to nail it.
No, you're not going to nail it.
No.
Here we go.
You don't nail nothing.
Right wing Ben, here we go. I was way off. Okay, hold on. I'm starting over. I'm all. Come on. Okay, hold on. I got to look and see what time it comes at. Okay.
I'd rather listen to his
Ben's construction.
Back up.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? All right, here we go. Here we go.
I'm ready for you.
He's with me. Thank you. It cannot get any better than that. So I don't want to hear anything. All right? Yeah, butchering the song.
Wasting time.
Not wasting time.
Give yourself an ass clap.
No BS.
8-7-6-3-6-92. Good luck to caller 18 right now. Getting in the hunt. Godsmack, Shine Down.
Downtown Las Vegas Event Center, August 3rd.
Woo! That's a good show.
Hell yeah, it is.
The fun one, for sure. Marc-Andre Fleury made this announcement mere minutes ago on Twitter. Check it out.
Hey, Knights fans, while we're here, I got some news this morning. I guess you guys will be stuck with me for a little longer. I just signed a 3-year extension. I'm really excited about it. My family and I really love Vegas, the organization, my teammates, and I feel very blessed to have this opportunity to keep playing in front of you guys for a few more years.
There you go.
Yay, we get to keep Fleury.
Fleury is getting paid.
Oh, I bet. I bet, and he deserves every penny.
Let's see here. Let's go to Ed. Hi, Ed. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Here's your question. Best of luck, my friend.
This BS show member is not a fan of fries. Is it myself? Is it Sparks? Is it Greg? Or is it none of the above?
When you say fries, you mean French fries or fries at the store?
No, French fries, bruh.
Sorry, I did not clarify. French fries, because it's National French Fry Day.
Totally a guess, but I'm going to say Brittany.
I'm sorry there.
I actually bought an air fryer.
I hang on myself.
Specifically to make French fries.
Get used to disappointment.
Hang up on yourself!
Sorry, man, but I'm obsessed.
Big John, what's the answer?
I'm taking a guess just like him, man. But I don't know, since Sparks likes mashed potatoes, I'm going to say Greg.
Well done.
Yeah, because of Greg's blasphemous palate, you are going to Godsmack and Shine Down.
There you have it, my friend. Hold on.
Nobody even
freaking
noticed.
Awesome.
The generic boat horn. It was sounded real.
That was a boat horn for Greg saying congratulations to Big John. His real boat horn is broken at the moment. I don't know, bro. It's not on me.
Maybe it needs an update again.
Maybe. Who knows?
Worst laptop in the history of the world.
All right. There you go. That's it for the program here. What's up, Brittany?
I was just going to say, as we speak, I just got a notification that the giant octopus at Shark Reef is determining the winner of the world.
On Twitter. We got to get our Twitter numbers up. We got to do something. We should do a giveaway on Twitter here pretty soon.
Validate us, please. At BS Morning Show.
I have an idea.
For a giveaway?
Yeah.
What is it?
I've actually already sort of inquired about it.
Really?
And, I will maybe reveal it.
Is it like concert tickets or like It's going to be a prize of some sort.
It's going to be a prize that everyone's going to want that listens
really
to comp. Yes.
Interesting.
And is it going to be like, I already
one
know.
Of those, if it's going to be one of those, do you have to follow us kind of thing?
Yes. Really hard to get. And if you follow us, you have a chance to get them.
And if I follow you right now at
as long as you're,
Morning
as
Show.
As long as you're not a Ukrainian or whatever, and you follow.
As long as you're not a Russian bot,
you
can win this. And if I follow you now, it doesn't exclude me from the contest later.
That is correct.
Okay, just making sure. Yeah, so if I jump on at BS Morning Show on Twitter.
Yeah, you can follow us right now, and then I will retroactively go back and through and pick a random person.
Ooh. That follows us.
That follows us.
Okay, that's nice. Hey, there you go. At BS Morning Show on Twitter. That's it for the program. If you could possibly get drunk and call that drunk line this weekend, that'd be great. 315-3006. It should be fun.
Another way to win tickets.
Should be an easy way to win tickets. And next week, we will do moral combat. We will discuss.
We're going to go make Vegas a better place.
Exactly. And we'll figure this whole thing out. Carlotta's up next with Straight Money. All right? So make sure you listen for that.
Follow the show on Instagram at BS in the Morning.
I have not missed one show. I love you guys.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS podcast.
Have a nice day. Thanks for listening to BS in the Morning. Bye-bye.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you.
You've got